All right, we're here today at the Oklahoma City Farm Show talking today with Herb of Herb's Herbs. And Herb, every time we've come by your booth today, it seems like you've had people here talking to you. So it seems like there's been a lot of interest in what you guys are doing recently with the new hemp laws here in the state. Tell us what's going on and the interest that you've seen with farmers around the state.
We've seen a lot of interest in the hemp, and a lot of it's because the return per acre is just unbelievable. We're talking $50,000 to $100,000 an acre return.
What are some of the questions that you've received today from farmers? I've kind of overheard a few things, but what's coming up in your mind?
One of their concerns is how to license themselves. It really is an issue. It's a roadblock where the first, when I say you have to go to a university to get a sponsorship, they stop right there. And I think Murray College has opened up what I'm understanding today as in giving out licenses freely. Now we have Northwest, we have Connors College, and Murray for sure. And if, once you get the letter of support from the college, it's a real simple process and takes 30 days. Our concern now is to get farmers educated that they can get a license in the 30 days and still make planting season. We feel you need to be in the ground with this crop by June 1st, no later than June 15th. So we're coming up on those dates.
What kind of growing conditions are farmers looking at? What makes a good crop?
Man, there's all kinds of information on the internet. What we're looking at, people is throwing out maybe 100 pounds per acre of nitrogen to start out before planting, and that's it. It's not a heavy feeding crop.
Yeah, and it's pretty rugged too, as far as out there, and I think that's one of the aspects of it that farmers are attracted to.
Yes, you look at it growing out in the field without irrigation, it looks like tumbleweed. Mm-hmm. You know, it looks like a weed crop.
So you guys, you're kind of the pioneers here in this state with this. You really have positioned yourselves well as some of the people that have kind of got this thing off the ground.
We hope so. We feel it's really an opportunity for our local farmers. Yeah. This is product that's been imported in for years. The quality has not been the quality that we can produce here in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And the farmers get a chance to make a phenomenal return per acre.
Yeah. So where do you see this business going? We're at the ground floor right now with it. Where's this thing going?
Carson, sky's the limit. Yeah. If you have interest and you got energy, you're going to make money in it.
Yeah. So farmers that are interested in doing this, are you the guy to come to see? And then what are the questions they need to be asking? Obviously, you said you need to be working with some kind of university out there that's got the licensing agreements to provide them. So what do producers need to be thinking about as they kind of acquaint themselves with this business?
Producers need to think about, first of all, if you go seed or clone, and there's many, many philosophies on that. We believe in the clone process, and I believe in a large spacing out in the field, and large spacing is like a 6-foot spacing with 8-foot rows. All kinds of information on 4x6, 4x4. We want a lot of air going through them, so I believe in 8-foot rows, so you can get a sprayer down there, because don't kid yourself, you're gonna spray. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have insects, we use a lot of oils, we use a lot of soaps, we use a lot of natural things. So the first thing to think about is what you're gonna do. You're gonna go in through clones, or you're gonna go in through seed. Then the spacing and how many plants you're gonna put per acre. Mm-hmm.
So I know you guys recently just harvested your first, really Oklahoma's first crop of hemp the other, you know, a few months ago. How did that go? Kind of tell us what went on there.
We were real happy with our harvest. It was an indoor harvest. It was not a professional grow. It was our first grow for practice. And our yield was about 0.2 pounds per plant, which is not really good. But if you take that yield and you put that against 1,000 plants on an acre, you're still talking $50,000 an acre.